کر جنرل پرویز مشرف نے آج ایک اعلیٰ سطحی وقت کے ہمراہ افغانستان کا ایک روزہ دورہ کیا. صدر کے وقت میں صوبہ سرحد اور بلوچستان کے گورنر اور 6 وفاقی وزراء شامل تھے. کابل پہنچنے پر افغان عبوری انتظامیہ کے سربراہ جناب حامد کرزئی نے صدر جنرل پرویز مشرف کا استقبال کیا. صدر کو گارڈ آف آنر پیش کیا گیا. اس موقع پر دونوں ممالک کے قومی ترانے بجائے گئے. افغان کابینہ کے ارکان اور دیگر اعلیٰ سول اور فوجی حکام سے کرایا گیا. افغان عبوری انتظامیہ کے سربراہ جناب حامد کرزئی سے ملاقات کی. صدارتی محل میں دونوں ممالک کے درمیان باضابطہ مذاکرات ہوئے, جس میں پاکستان اور افغانستان کے درمیان تعلقات کو مزید بہتر بنانے کے طریقوں پر تبادلہ خیال کیا گیا. صدر جنرل پرویز مشرف نے افغان عبوری انتظامیہ کے سربراہ جناب حامد کرزئی کے ہمراہ ایک مشترکہ پریس کانفرنس سے خطاب کیا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. Ladies and gentlemen, we in Afghanistan are very pleased today to have our good neighbor, a very nice person, a gentleman and a fine officer and the president, President Musharraf, here in Kabul. It's a day for which I personally and my colleagues were waiting for a long, long time. We are grateful that he has kindly accepted to visit us in Afghanistan. Pakistan, as a neighbor, as a brother, has been with us through difficult times. Pakistan accepted millions of our refugees. Many of us sitting in this room were refugees in Pakistan, and we lived very, very well there. Pakistan helped us during the years of the jihad. Pakistan has been generous now with the earthquake that we had a few days ago. This visit today will, I'm sure, further promote the brotherly links between the two countries. This visit also paved the way for the strengthening of economic activity in this region. This visit will show us to a better, more prosperous region. Today in our former talks earlier, we discussed the various issues. The issues of refugees, the issues of transit trade between Afghanistan and Pakistan, the issue of flights to begin between Afghanistan and Pakistan between the various cities, the issue of our joint fight against terrorism and the prevention of sanctuaries to terrorists on both sides of the Afghan-Pakistan border, and our joint work against narcotics trading in poppy cultivation. We had a profound all-sided discussion, and I'm not going to mention all the points. I think President Musharraf also has things to say, so I'll, as much as I like to keep talking about how happy we are that we have our brothers visiting us, I'll stop short and give the floor to His Excellency, the President of Pakistan. Thanks very much. Most welcome again.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My brother, Karzai, it's indeed my proud privilege and an honor for me and my delegation to visit Afghanistan and Kabul. This is the first time I am visiting this beautiful city. On one side, I am grieved that this beautiful city that it was in is in such condition that it is today. On the other side, I am extremely glad that I see Kabul in the hands of a leader and a government which is trying to improve conditions in Afghanistan, to bring normalcy back into Afghanistan, to bring the original grandeur of this place back into Afghanistan and Kabul. I have made it absolutely clear to my brother here that Pakistan has only one aim, to assist Afghanistan and to assist my brother sitting here and his government in doing whatever he wants to do in Afghanistan. Our plan is his plan. We will assist him all the way in whatever he wants to do here. We have also vowed that we will not allow each other's country ever to be used against the interest of ours. So therefore, it is in a totally spirit of brotherhood, of brotherliness, that I come here to this country. It is quite clear that this country, Afghanistan and Pakistan, has linkages in history. We have a common history. We have a common geography. I said our rivers and mountains are common. We have a common culture. We have a common religion. So therefore, there is no scope whatsoever for doing anything other than being brothers and for working in mutual interest. And under the present circumstances, when our brothers here need more assistance, I would like to say that in working in Afghanistan's interest, because they are the ones who are more needy than us. Therefore, I have no reservation in saying that we will work in Afghanistan's interest all the way. I am extremely glad that we have already opened embassies. We have opened a consulate in Jalalabad, and we look forward to opening a consulate in Kandahar also. I am extremely glad that we have had several interactions at ministerial level between the two countries. I am extremely glad that all is progressing very well. I only would like to urge the international community to speed up the reconstruction and rehabilitation effort in Afghanistan, because that is what will bring real normalcy here. That is what which will bring the refugees in Iran and Pakistan back to their homes. So this is what I would like to, through this forum, I would like to urge the international community to assist Afghanistan, to assist my brother Karzai's government in bringing normalcy into Afghanistan so that life returns to normal. We have also mutually decided to coordinate efforts against drugs, poppy growth. This is an area where we are going to coordinate efforts. We have also decided to coordinate closely our efforts to fight terrorism. We have vowed to prevent use of each other's countries as sanctuaries by terrorists, which we want for, who are wanted in our respective countries. So with this close cooperation and the number of areas that we have decided to cooperate through establishing of a joint ministerial commission to take forward the cooperation that we intend having between the two countries, I am very sure and positive that the future of relations between the two countries, two brotherly countries, is extremely bright. I and my government look forward to this extremely close brotherly relations, and I am very sure that this first visit of mine ever to Kabul opens the way to many more visits of mine, and I would obviously love my brother to come to Pakistan any number of times. I thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस के बाद दोनों लीडरों ने सवालों के जवाब दिए.
These differences are in the short-term context, and
It's a short part of the history in the world, what you are talking about. The longer part of the history is the excellent brotherly relations that Pakistan has always enjoyed with Afghanistan. So I see that long part of history, which is the future, we hold for the future. Not a short part of the bigger memory of the past history. We need to take that short part and look at that wide centuries of relationship that we have. I'm sure that is what that relationship which is going to create in the future. There is no reason, and I'm very sure that is going to be the case. We need a little time, and I'm sure everything will be all right. I'm very positive.
Mr. President, that is the case. There is no period of misunderstanding. The period that prevailed is the period of Pakistan's cooperation with Afghanistan and in accepting very generously, very wholeheartedly, millions of Afghans. We were all there at one point or another as the Mujahideen, and the Afghan government as a unit of the whole visited to Pakistan, arrived in Pakistan, and at that point I took the liberty of interrupting President Musharraf's statement and saying that there is no misunderstanding. And I'm sorry for that interruption, by the way. This morning, General Fahim was in British Kandahar, and he called in the morning. He said, "I'm going to Kandahar." It's fine, go ahead. But then he said, "Well, do you think I should be there to meet President Musharraf?" I said, "Oh yeah, that's a wonderful idea." And he delayed his trip. He came and he was waiting for President Musharraf to shake hands with and say hello to, and then they leave to go to Kandahar. I think there isn't anything like that.
And then I also said, "Hey, you are your brother." And I want him a brother. And I said, "We are your brother."
Yes. So there's no United Front or disunited front with the Afghan government and Afghan nation.
اپنے دورے افغانستان کے اختتام پر جب صدر مملکت وطن روانہ ہوئے تو انہیں بڑے تپاک سے رخصت کیا گیا.